Uyraysa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chavdal Adam Abayz. We're holding on the top line on Chavdal Adam Abayz. So says the Gemara, we mentioned previously Amr Mar Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amru, that they said over in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Afin Kaisvin Alav Gitei Nashim. That another halacha about a behema is that a person cannot divorce his wife by writing a get on a behema. Seemingly everyone else argues, but this is what they said over in the name of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This was Rabbi Yosi Aglili's chiddush. So says the Gemara, now my time with Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What's the reason for Rabbi Yosi Aglili that he says that a person cannot write again on top of a behema? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, when the Pasuk says that a person divorces his wife, it says, V'kasav la sefer krisos. So from the word sefer, ein li ela sefer, I might have thought only klaf. Minayin l'rabba is called davar. How do we know that a person can write a get on any material, on a piece of paper, a piece of plastic, on whatever he wants? Tamalaymer v'kasavla, the extra words v'kasavla teaches us, mikol malkon, he can write a get on anything he wants. Same came at tamalaymer sefer, so why does the Torah say sefer, which is mash medafka klaf? Laymer l'cha, to teach you, ma sefer davar she'im bei ruachayim ve'inu eichel, af kol davar she'im bei ruachayim ve'inu eichel. That even though the Torah says v'kasavla, which should be mashma, a person can write a get on any material, Sefer teaches us to limit that drasha, that it has to be something similar to a Sefer, similar to klaf. Just like klaf is something which is not alive and it's not food, so to a get has to be written on something which doesn't have life and it's not food. So therefore a person cannot write a get on top of a behema. It says the Gemara of Rabbana, what do the Rabbanan, who seemingly hold that a person could write a get on a behema, so what do they do with this drasha? Says the Gemara, ikas of bisafer. The Rabbanan say back that if the Torah would have said that a man writes the get bisafer, because of la bisafer, he writes it in a safer, kidakamrit, that would be mashmo that the word safer refers to klaf. Hashadichsiv Sefer, it says he writes her a Sefer. He writes her a Sefer doesn't mean that he writes it her on a Sefer, on klaf. The cost of a Sefer means he writes her a story. The Sfiras Dvarim Ba'almudasa. The Torah is teaching us that a get has to say over a story. It has to say what's happening. For example, it has to say, Hare'atnu Tarasucho Adam, that through this get you'll be able to get remarried. That's what they learn out from the Sefer. Says the Gemara, V'rabban and Haivikas of my Darshibe. So if Sefer is not talking about klaf, so that means there's nothing in the Pasuk which would indicate that there's any sort of limitation on what the husband writes to get on top of. So why do I need Vikasav to teach me that he could write again on any material? What's Vikasav? We don't need that drasha. So what are we going to learn from the extra word Vikasav? Says the Gemara, Hahumi Vailuhu, the Rabbanan learn out from Vikasav, Biksiva Miskareshas, Vina Miskareshas Bikasav. That he has to write her again. A person could only get divorced with writing, with a get, with a shtar, and not with money. A man cannot give his wife money and say, Harea Megureshas Bai, that you're divorced through the money. Why would I think that he could do that? Sakadai Dechamino, Hail Veiskish, Yitzila Avaya. I might have thought to say that since Gerushin is compared to Kedushin, as we'll learn in Mesechus Kedushin, that there's a hekish between Gerushin and Kedushin, so Mahavaya Bekasef, Avitzia Bekasef. So I would have thought to say we should make a hekesh that just like divorce can be accomplished, that just like marriage, sorry, could be accomplished through money. A man gives his wife money. So also divorce, it could be accomplished through money. A man could give his wife money. Kamash Malan the Pasuk of the Kasavla, and no, he could only get divorced with Ksiva, and he cannot get divorced with money. Where does Rabbi Yosi Aglili know it from? That a person cannot get divorced with money? Says the Gemara, mi sefer krisos nafkale. He learns it out from the smichos of the word sefer to the word krisos. It says, v'kasav la sefer krisos. The smichos of sefer to krisos tells us, sefer kursa ve'ein davar acher kursa. That only a sefer, only a shtar, a get could divorce, and not anything else, a person cannot use money. The Idach the Rabbanon, what do they learn out from this smichos of sefer and krisos? Says the Gemara, the Idach the Rabbanon will say, Hahumi ba'ile ledavar kairis b'nai lebena. That the smichos of sefer and krisos is coming to teach us a halacha in Hilchos Gittin, that a get has to be something which completely severs the ties between the husband and the wife. For example, Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, if a husband gives his wife a get, and he says, Harez a gitech, amenash le tishtiayin, or Vamanash Telech Le Beis Avicha Lo Ailam. He says forever Tanai. He says you're never allowed to drink wine. It's only a get amanas that you never go to your father's house. He makes a Tanai that lasts forever. So Ein Zekrisis, that's something that's not considered a get because she for the rest of her life she'll always be bound to his words. So being that the get is not going to ever sever their ties apart, therefore it's not considered a valid get. As opposed to Kol Shleishim Yoim, if he says you can't drink wine for 30 days, or you can't go to your father's house for 30 days, so then I raise the Krisis, that would be considered a good get, because after 30 days, she'll have nothing to do with him. That's what the Rabbanim learn out from Sefer Krisis. It has to be, again, has to be something which completely severs their ties. The Idach Rabbi Yosef Aglili, where does he learn this halacha from? That a get has to be something which completely severs their ties. Mikaris Krisis, he learns it out from the fact that the Torah could have, even if with the smichas, the Torah could have said Sefer Karis. Why does it say Krisis? And actually a longer word. Teach us another drasha. Besides the smichas, the Sefer to Karis, we could like darshan it twice because of the fact that the Torah said it longer. It said Krisis instead of Karis. So therefore, in addition to the drasha he makes, that a person could only get divorced with ksiva, and now with money, he also dashes from Sefer Krisis, that it has to be something which completely severs their ties. The idach, what's the second drasha that the Rabbanan make from these words? It says, the Gemara Karis Krisis l'darshi. They don't make a second drasha, because they hold that we don't dash in Karis Krisis, meaning maybe the Torah was the normal way to say it, was Sefer Krisis, not Sefer Karis, and therefore they don't make a second drasha. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Ha'isus ukasa bein ha'ilanos, v'ha'ilanos defanos lo, k'shero. If a person makes a sukkah between the trees, meaning he has trees, so the sukkah's on the ground. It's not on the tree like we had previously. Here the sukkah's on the ground, but he uses trees as the walls of the sukkah. So in such a case, the sukkah's k'shero. And presumably, you could even go into it on Shabbos and Yontif. There's nothing wrong. It's not considered being mishtamish bi'ilan like we had previously if a person builds his sukkah on top of the tree. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov told us a halacha with regards to mechitzas. That kol mechitza she'eni yochel l'amoid beruach mitzuyo, eini mechitza. Any mechitza that's not able to withstand a normal wind, so that's not considered a mechitza. And as we'll see from the Gemara's question in a moment, that the Rav Acha bar Yaakov doesn't just mean that the wall will fall down in the wind. Even if it won't fall down, any mechitza that can't stand still in the wind, if the mechitza even just sways in the wind, that's already considered that it's not a valid mechitza. Frek the Gemara, a mechitza can't sway in the wind? But look at our Mishnah, Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Ha'isus hukasa bina hilanis, v'hilanis tefanis l'ksheira, that a person could use trees as the walls of his hukah. V'aka azavasi, but trees sway in the wind, so how is it considered a valid mechitza? Says the Gemara, Hacha b'mayiskinan b'kashin. Here we're talking about thick, old trees. They're very hard, and therefore they don't sway in the wind. Ah, va'ika naifai, but there's the branches. The branches sway in the wind. Says the Gemara, no, da'avulei b'hutza v'dafna. He used some palm branches to tie them all together, so now they're not going to sway in the wind. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, well if so, that he did all this to the tree, and it's talking about a hard tree, so then Ma'ilam Emra, so what's the chiddush that you could use a tree as the wall of the sukkah? What's the big chiddush? Says the Gemara, Ma'udetemo, I might have thought to say, that Nigzer Dilma Asilishtamu Shebi'ila. I would have thought to say that maybe you cannot use a wall, a tree as a wall, at least not on Shabbos and Yontif, because maybe you'll come to be Mishtamish Be'ilon, which is also Midrabban, and you might come to pull off a branch from the tree. Kamash Malan, then no, there's no such gzera, and a person could use a tree as the wall of the sukkah. So as the Gemara Tashma, we learned in the Braisa, regarding Pesi B'Rois, so normally you have these four double posts around the well in the middle. So we said in the Braisa that Hayasham Ilan, let's say instead of one of the double posts, we had a tree over there. A geder, or a stone wall, or mechitza sakanim, or some reeds growing from the ground. So the halacha is nidoy mishum d'yoyma. It's considered a double post. So you see, even a tree could be considered a mechitza. Here we need it to be a valid mechitza. And still we allow the tree to work for this. So you see, a mechitza, a tree could be a mechitza even though it sways in the wind. Again, a kasha on Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a kasha. Like we said before, Hasam Nami Mishum Da'avile Behutza Vedafna. There also the Bryce is discussing a case where a person tied it all up together with the palm branches and therefore doesn't sway in the wind. But really it's like Rach Bar Yaakov said that if you do have a wall which sways in the wind, so then it's not considered a valid mechitza.